أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طسم. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. We move on to Surah Al-Qasas. Al-Qasas means stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to this surah as the chapter of stories, because herein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us the story of Musa alayhi salam with much more detail than mentioned anywhere else in the Quran. We find that the story of Musa alayhi salam is found in 28 paras, 28 juz of the Quran, out of the 30. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Musa alayhi salam's encounter with Khadir alayhi salam. And different parts of the Quran, there are different incidents from the life of Musa alayhi salam that are mentioned. What is unique about the surah is that it was the last Makki surah to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last Meccan surah. And in fact, its revelation took place while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on migration during the hijrah. So during between Mecca and Juhfa, a place called Juhfa, that is where this chapter of the Quran was revealed. While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the hijrah and while he was migrating to Madinah al-Munawwara, Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, are you feeling sad? Are you missing Makkah al-Mukarramah? Are you feeling homesick?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that one of the most painful moments in his life was when he had to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. Not only leave, but when he was driven out of Makkah al-Mukarramah, when he was forced to leave. And as he was leaving Makkah al-Mukarramah on the occasion of Hijrah, he climbed up a little hill and he looked towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. And with a lot of pain and sorrow in his voice and in his tone, he says, "Oh Makkah, you are the most beloved city to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Makkah to Mukarramah, expressing his love for Makkah. And he said to Makkah that, "Had my people not driven me out of you, I would have never left you." On route, Jibreel alayhi salam came and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Are you missing Makkah al-Mukarramah?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, I am." And that's when Jibreel alayhi salam revealed this chapter of the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also in this chapter, there's an ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah will bring him back to Makkah. "Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran, laradduka ila ma'ad." The one who has ordained the Quran upon you, that same being will certainly bring you back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this chapter of the Quran, like many others, with the huruf al-muqatta'ah, with the disjointed letters, which are ta, seen, and mim. Allah says, "Tilka ayatul kitab," these are the verses of al-kitab al-mubin, the clear book. "Natlu alayka min naba'i Musa wa fir'auna bilhaqq liqawmin yu'minun." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "We recite to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the story, from the incident, from the information of Musa and Fir'aun, in truth, liqawmin yu'minun, for a believing people and a believing community." And we explain the wisdom behind the mentioning of Musa alayhi salam's incident time and again in the Quran to this ummah, is because we and our ummah will face similar challenges in terms of oppression, in terms of injustice, in terms of hostility, in terms of persecution. And we see it around the world. We ask Allah for afiyah. We ask Allah to keep us safe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us under His divine protection. But look at different parts of the world, what is happening, what the people are enduring. You just look at the Uyghur Muslims in China. Ya Allah, they are being forced to denounce Islam. They are being forced to eat what is haram. They have been separated from their children. Their children are kept in detention camps. the parents are kept in these camps in different parts of the region. What persecution they have to endure. Look at the Muslims in Kashmir. Still nothing, since they were cut off from the world. How many months have gone by? How many months have gone by? Nothing comes out of Kashmir. What is happening to the Muslim there? We don't know. Look at the land of Sham and the land of Syria. Look at the different parts of the world. There are so many hot spots, different parts of Africa as well, where Muslims are suffering and have to endure great trials and tribulations. So they are experiencing similar situation to that of Banu Israel, the Israelites, in the time of Musa alayhi salam at the hand of Fir'aun. Inna Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are relating to you and we are reciting to you information, news, facts from the life of Musa alayhi salam and Harun. Allah says, Inna Fir'aun ala fil ard. Number one, what was the greatest mistake that Fir'aun made? Allah says, ala fil ard. He became high-handed in the land. He became haughty. He became pride. He became proud and he became arrogant. That was his number one mistake. Not only mistake, but crime that he had committed. Such was his haughtiness. Such was his pride and his high-handedness and his arrogance. And what did he say? Inna Rabbakum al-A'la. I am your Rabb, the highest. I am your most highest Lord. That was the claim he made. He claimed divinity for himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Fir'aun ala fil ard. Fir'aun became high-handed, haughty and arrogant in the land. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا. Number two, what did he do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he divided the people of his land into categories and into groups. That's what he did. And that is what we are finding elsewhere. Very often, if you look at the ethnic cleansing that took place in Burma, in Myanmar, not too long ago, it was ethnic cleansing. Ethnic cleansing. Because they belong to a different ethnicity. They belong to a different race. They were forced and they were compelled and driven out of their homes. And that is what Fir'aun did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, based on ethnicity, he looked at his people and he looked at the Banu Israel and he realized that they belong to two different races. And they belong to two different ethnicities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, based on that, He categorized them as the lower class. As the lower class. As the downtrodden people because of their ethnicity. Allah azza wa jal said, وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا. He made its people, or the people, He made them into different groups and categories. He divided them. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. A group of them, He held them as weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Banu Israel. He considered them, He declared them, He made them the weaker sector of the community. The moment the leader or the government or the president declares a certain people to be weak, or he imposes such regulations and laws on them that are not imposed on others, then naturally people consider them to be low class, and people consider them to be weak, and people consider them to have no rights. Look at France. What has happened in France? Naturally, the people and the community over there feel that they are superior than the Muslims. Why? Because of the rules and regulations now we have seen that have been imposed upon the Muslims there. Because the Muslims there are living in ghettos. If you are to see how the Muslims are treated in the land of France, even though such a great percentage of Muslims reside in that land, and they were the ones who brought the Muslims there from different parts of Africa as laborers and as workers and as slaves. They brought them to that part of the land, and now we should see how they treat them. So when the government treats them that way, we find that the people will also now treat them in a similar way because they look at their leadership. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that's what He did. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. He held a group of them as weak and considered them to be nothing. Who are they? The Israelites. To such an extent, Allah says, يُدَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. He massacred and He killed their male offspring, their sons. وَيَسْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. And He spared their daughters. He let their daughters live. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسْتِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He certainly was from the mischief makers.